Today on the morning show, it is our day to talk about all the great things going on in the Richland School District. We have guests in here, Director of Marketing and Communications, Carrie Stoltz, and Sue Sharp, who is the Program Director for the STING program at Richland Intermediate School. Good to talk to you. We made you come in here, even though there's a delay today, Carrie.
There was a day to delay today. I actually didn't even see the kids come in yet. So, it's Christmas character day at the high school today. So we'll see what characters we end up with. I'm looking forward to seeing them when I get back. So
Christmas character day.
Yeah, so I'm anticipating Santas and who even knows who all's going to be there.
Oh, that's awesome. So you're glad to get this day in. Had yesterday been today? I mean, it's happened before, but it's always kind of rough when you have that last day before break canceled, isn't it?
It is. And of course, yesterday with the snow and everything and the late start. And that was my first kind of experience with doing announcements and getting like the emails and the texts and the Facebook messages and all that stuff out to everybody so that they would know that we were running different schedules. And it was an experience. It's a lot of activity very quickly as soon as the call is made. So, but we got everybody informed, hopefully, and let everybody know what was going on. And everybody got home safe and to school safe, hopefully, this morning. So I think we're running well.
It's been, I think we talked about it in November, too. But boy, how quickly the year goes, right?
We were saying I haven't even looked at January yet because it's just, okay, let's finish strong and finish this one out. And it worked out really kind of crazy with the kids having so much time off just because of the way the calendar fell with Christmas on the days it was. So hopefully they all have a great week and a half off and get some family time and some good food and presents and all that good stuff.
I think it's good for everybody just to kind of recharge the battery and get going again, right?
Yeah. And Thanksgiving was late this year, so it kind of felt like we had a big, long time before a break, and then somehow these 3 weeks just seem like a really long time between.
We just did this, didn't we?
Students or teachers.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's right, Sue. So I was going to ask you, too, the intermediate school had its concert canceled last night. What's the status of that?
Well, it's going to be on January 2nd, I believe the rescheduled date is, and it's sad because the kids were like, my after-school kids were singing, like, all yesterday, like getting all prepped up, and they were like ready to go. And
yeah, what? I got to see their rehearsal just a little bit because they come over to the high school to rehearse, and we were filming it just in case they couldn't get a rescheduled date. But they're so cute; they have so much good stuff. They sound really good, so it was impressive. So yeah, we'll extend the holiday season just a little bit longer for them and have that concert on the 2nd when we get back.
That'll be something to look forward to, won't it?
Yeah. We like the extended vacation mode.
No doubt. Well, Sue, tell us a little bit about what your duties are and what you do at the school.
Well, a lot of times I say my biggest job is herding cats, right? But really what we're offering after school, so we start as soon as school finishes off, we go till 5 o'clock at night. And the kids always get help with homework, and they do crafty kids, they do a cooking class, they have all sorts of fun things, because what we're trying to do is really add this thing that you can't have during a school day, but also something that the kids really want to be involved in, because a lot of times they've already done their 8 hours, right? They come for what, another 2 hours? They're kind of tired. So we really, first thing we do is we run them to the gym or we run them outside so that they can like release all the energy. And makes it way easier for Miss Sue when that has happened. And then we all come back in for food, and then we go off to the groups that we're going to be in. So it's been super fun. The kids have really been active and engaged, and but the time goes super fast. You wouldn't believe how time flies when you have 40 plus kids all in motion, right? That's a good fun time for us.
So that you don't even look at the clock saying, oh my goodness, is it 5?
I have alarms set.
Oh, okay.
my phone goes off because different kids might get picked up at different times, and also they need to switch groups. So I have more alarms set on my school phone for when things need to happen. But no, it's really a great experience for the students. I can't compliment the staff that stays another 2 hours to work with these kids at night. Like, they've done an awesome job this year.
That's a long day, isn't it?
For it's, the staff. It can be a big, long day. And on Wednesdays, they start at 2 and they go to 5 because it's early release on Wednesdays. That is a big, long day for the kids, too. And they're really toast. By the time they'll say to me, is it 5 o'clock yet? And I'll be like, oh, sorry, dear. It's only 4.
You know, and I'm guessing it's good that you feed them, because having been around my wife's daycare all these years, when they get off the bus, the first thing they say is, we're hungry. Mm-hmm. You know, they need kind of refueled at that mm-hmm. time, don't they?
Yes. Like, this last week of the sugar rush, like, everyone's had plenty of sweetness, right? And I'm like, give me the beef sticks and give me the cheese. Like, I just want to throw protein down them to settle them for a while. But yes.
So it's an active program. They've got a chance to maybe do some work if they want to, if they would like to.
Well, we always recommend that the homework gets done. Mm-hmm. And the sad things for the kids is we actually see the lists of who doesn't have their homework done. But it's nice because we have an extra student there who's super smart and really good with doing homework. So if you need one-on-one help, she can come right over to you and just sit with you and get your homework done. If you need to do it in a group with your friends, like all the fourth graders, if they all need to get together and finish their worksheets, they can all get together, finish their worksheets, they're done. That's been really helpful. And I think it also takes a lot off of their plate. And parents, like, you need to recognize you're not coming home and having to, like, do homework and make supper, you know, and add all the other things in. Some of this has been taken off your plate.
What are the numbers like, Sue?
Our numbers right now, my daily seems to be right around 36. I'd like it to be at 45. So, friends, if you have children in school and you need some after-school help, this is a free program for you and your families. Anyone in our school district, it's a free program. So please consider it, because you know where they are, you know what they're doing, you also know what they're not doing, right? You know they're being fed, you know they're being cared for, and you can swing in after 5 o'clock and pick them up.
And people can join anytime then?
Yep, you can join anytime. We have a spot on the website in which they can enroll, but the easiest thing for them to do really is to call into the school and say, I'd like, you know, whether it's primary school or the intermediate school, say, you know, I'd like my kids in the STING program. That way we will get the forms right out to the parents, and it, as soon as we get them back, we call the parents, we go through everything, and they can start pretty much right away.
And if you want, if you have a schedule that has maybe only 1 or 2 days a week where you would need some after school help,
we accommodate people wherever they lie with that. Some kids are only there once a week. They're only in for Wednesdays, right? That's what works for their family. And some kids start out every day of the week, and they are there every day of the week. And actually, at the end of the year, I give an award to the kid who's been there the most days. But it's very flexible. As I said, if something comes up, which we know in life, something comes up all the time, and they need to pick them up early, it's a dentist appointment, or their next club that they're in starts a little bit sooner, I just add them to my alarm and make sure they're heading out the door when they need to go.
Where do they meet after school?
At the intermediate school, everyone comes to the cafeteria. The same thing happens at primary. They come in, so we kind of hub them all together in one area. And then from there, we have classrooms that they can go off into to do whatever skill they're working on, club they're working on. They get to go off into the classrooms, which is really helpful because that divides them. Then we're not seeing all 40 of them. You know, we're not giving that balance to one teacher. They're divided up. And then it's great for them because then they do a switch in about 30 minutes and they're into another group. So, like I said, the time flies really fast.
When the kids get out and run, does Miss Sue run with them too then?
Or? Sometimes Miss Sue has to run after them. But no, generally they're really good. They love that. And it's such a great, again, social emotional wellness is really something our kids need to have and grow with as they're growing up. And it's so great to see them come in as new third graders, to me, are like such little kids. And to Clarissa, they're like, who is at the primary school director, they're like, no, for her, they're the grown-up end of it, right? To me, they're like, we're doing a lot of directing with them. But by January, They've matured so much. The fourth graders have matured so much. The fifth graders are, oh my God, like they can hardly deal with it, right? Because they're so mature. But it's so great to see them grow like that.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You can kind of see it right before your eyes, can't you? Yeah, that's awesome. Great program. I know, Carrie, we've talked about the STING program before. It's nice to have it here firsthand, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. It's I think this is our second year. Lisa Brown is the principal at the intermediate, and she's done a lot of work. Obviously, Sue and Clarissa are hands-on all the time. It's actually a grant that we got that we're able to offer the program for free. And totally free. I mean, when does that happen in childcare, right? So Sue knows a little bit more about the grant and like what it was.
Let's talk about that a little bit. So the after-school enrichment program is made possible through a five-year grant. It was awarded from the Nina M. Lowry 21st Century Community Learning Center grant. So this is something that they spent 3 years ago on a January, really cramming to try to present, get this grant in the time that it needed to be in. And they nailed it. I've read that grant.
There's a lot of work.
A lot of work went into that. But it has been around for 25 years, and this is the first time that I'm aware of that the school district has been able to utilize that. And you think about how many parents are stressed in this community financially. Being able to have some after-school programming that is free to them is huge. And I wish more people were taking advantage of it.
Yeah, very productive too. They're not on an electronic device or they're not plunked in front of a TV.
They are not on any electronic devices. That is like, my goal is that they actually do their learning through this thing called reading. Or, you know, they're actually solving problems with their own personal skill sets, that we are not going to a tablet. So we don't use the Chromebooks that they use all day. We don't use phones. You know, none of that. Like I really want them interacting with one another, and it's been going fine.
Yeah, sounds like it. It'd be nice to have more people. Is there a limit? Like, is there a ceiling?
There probably is only a ceiling in this. We only have so much money in that grant that can only pay so many people. But that could be increased if our numbers were consistently increasing. Then we could ask for additional funding to meet that growing need. And really, this grant is looking for people. And I'm sorry, rural areas are really high in impoverished numbers, right? We have the most free and reduced meal. We really struggle a lot with, you know, daycare in all forms. So the more numbers, the better, right? Better reinforcement we also get through that money. But also the other ways that we can use it. We can have services that maybe the kids have never done before. You know, go and see things they've never seen before. Ms. Jo Sims has done this program through our STEM project where she's shown things from NASA. They've built robots. They actually have little robots that run around the room, but you program them. Like, that's huge. And it's not something that they had the time to do during the school day. But we have the time in the after-school program.
I can see some students requesting it of their parents. Like, hey, sign me up for that. My friends are telling me about this.
I'm telling you, I think I have almost all third graders. Like, my third grade numbers are huge, but so are my fourth grade numbers. Yes, often it's the kids that come up to me and say, I want to be in STING. And I'll be like, okay, I'll get you a form. I'll put it in your backpack. You just got to get your parents to sign it and get it back to me.
Yeah. I mean, it is so nice. I mean, even I was a working parent. I'm still a working parent, but not in the school district. And like 5 o'clock is hard. I mean, school districts get out at 3:30. And if you're not done with work until five, it can be a hardship. So having this program really allows us to give that extra boost to parents, that extra time to parents to say, don't worry about it. You know, we got it. You're covered.
Yeah. And actually our cutoff, like the last of the pickup happens at 5:30. So if you get done at 5 o'clock, you still have ample time to come get your kid picked up, maybe even go to the grocery store. And what I tease the kids all the time about when they say, I'm last, I'm like, actually, your parents are probably here. They're way back in the parking lot just taking 5 minutes to themselves.
No, never.
Five minutes out of the day.
Whatever.
We're talking about the Richland School District today in the morning show. A late start today. Does that affect, do you have to make up those hours or how does that work?
We shouldn't. As long as we don't have too many cancellations or anything like that. I think of the year that we had all the flooding that we were skin of our teeth, I think, on those hours. We should be good. Not going to lie, there's probably not a lot of learning going on today with a late start and parties and all of the things before Christmas break. But the kids are excited to be there and we're excited to have them whenever we get them. So, yeah, late start, we should be fine. Still, there's a couple days built into the calendar and hours that way. As long as, knock on wood, we don't have too many cancellations or anything like that, we should still be good to stay in our current calendar.
Does it affect the early outs on Wednesday?
So if there is a late start on a Wednesday, we will go until 3. So we won't get out early the way we do. Normally, we are out at 2-ish, depends on the building, 2-ish on Wednesdays. If we would have a late start on a Wednesday, we're going to try and utilize as much of those hours that we get the kids as we can. So we'd move to a 3 o'clock dismissal, 3 o'clock-ish. Again, depends on the building, but a 3 o'clock dismissal instead of 2.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Can be a little confusing, but hopefully we just get through it without a delay on a Wednesday. That would be great.
No doubt. And lots of extracurricular is going on. School's going to be busy again this weekend.
There are so many things going on. So we're not quite ready to check out for the holidays yet. We have Saturday's got a big wrestling tournament happening at Richland Center. Phil, will you be there?
Bill Twining and David Werman will.
Oh, you're getting the day off.
Yeah, well, sort of, yeah.
So, yeah, then we have a lot of wrestlers in town. Jody, our food service director, put out a call. If you have any coolers that belong to the kitchen, we need them back. So they're prepping for concessions and, you know, ice packs and that kind of thing should they need it. Yeah, lots of stuff. And then once we get back, even before we get back, basketball's got a tournament on the 27th and the girls are playing sometime in there too. And then we'll come back and it is full steam ahead with basketball games and wrestling meets and all the good stuff. And even we have a snowball coming up on the 11th, which was a change. So that's a little earlier this year than it usually is. So even we'll have some lovely girls in probably short dresses freezing their tails off, but it'll be lovely on the 11th of January. So lots of great stuff coming up.
Is that where the young lady asked the young man?
I think that was probably the tradition.
It used to be. I don't know if it is anymore.
I don't
anymore,
know if it is anymore either.
They usually just go as groups now lots of times.
Lots of groups, which is great. And it's, you know, homecoming's not formal here. So this is kind of the first formal dance of the year. And, you know, blue and shivering is probably a good look for all.
Getting back to the wrestling.
It will be a snowball.
It will be a snowball.
Yeah, we're going to have it this year.
I mean, I heard it's going to be warmer this weekend, so snow might all be gone quickly.
It might be.
Who knows?
Yeah, it's still going to be a white Christmas, though,
I think. Let's hope.
Getting back to the wrestling tournament, so they host this. I know they have a super regional coming up in February, but this is a nice moneymaker for some of your civic clubs, the concessions they sell, isn't it?
I think it's Student Council who gets this one. Okay. And so they are, Student Council's got a lot going on right now. FFA sponsored the Dress Up Days this week, so we had some fun there. But Student Council, they have a lot going on, and they did the door decorating at the high school, so that was fun. We had all the teachers designed all their doors. We had lots of snowmen and a Polar Express and went around, took pictures of those, and I'll be posting some of those over the break just for fun. But yeah, it's a great day. If anybody's interested, come on out and enjoy some activity and some good competition.
What are you dressed up as today, or what are you supposed to do?
I'm supporting the Richland Center Hornets, but I saw Mrs. Claus on the staff and some ugly Christmas sweaters making a reappearance. That was Wednesday, but I think some people saved them for today. And just should be a lot of fun. Our kids are actually doing some fun activities this afternoon just to enjoy the day before break and have some fun as a class community.
Some other news, too. I know you're multilingual. You wanted to make an announcement about that as
well.
Yeah,
so that group is going to have a event on January 21st. They are doing it's a multicultural outreach program, kind of about, it's in Spanish, so knowing your rights as an immigrant, what legal knowledge if somebody's looking to get a visa or work on citizenship. We have a fairly large Hispanic community in our schools, and so that team is really trying to support however they can. People who have questions about that stuff, it's just not always readily accessible information. And so having even just some points of contact within the district who can speak the same language and maybe have just a little more insight into that can be really helpful into building that community. And then if we're talking about building community, we also have another event coming up. This one is from Partners for Prevention. And so that is on January 6th at 5:30, but people have to register by the 2nd. But that is going to be, I'm going to murder her last name, Mary Guggensberg. And she is a parenting coach. Yeah.
That's it. Yep.
Okay. It's a very, very long last name. She's a parenting coach. She's going to be talking about helping our kids identify their strengths, which kind of goes into some of the stuff that Sue does with the STING program, and helping even parents kind of identify their strengths as parents and families. And we really understand that, you know, building strong communities starts with building strong families and building strong kids. And it really is kind of a ripple effect that goes out. So trying to plan programming and events and nights that can help parents and our community just help our kids realize, you know, their strengths and help us build a stronger community by building these individual portions who are such a big part of our future. So that event's going to have a free meal and some door prizes. Great coach who can really talk to our parents about, again, utilizing those strengths, finding those strengths, how your family, you know, strengths within your families and weaknesses that you can work on. So I'm planning to be there myself. So that is January 6th, but you have to register by the 2nd just so they know food orders and that kind of thing. So
Betsy was on with us earlier, and Mary as well this week, but they talked about it. It's an interesting concept, coaching the parents, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it really is a network, you know, and we know from sports and things like that, right? A coach makes a huge difference on the team, and then all the individual players, you know, you have to know what your strengths and weaknesses are and how you can balance those and support those. And, you know, as a parent, you're your child's first teacher, their best teacher, and really are the coach of your team, which is your family. So any kind of tools or support we can give, all the better.
And you know, you hear that a lot, like, I don't know how to adult, or I'm just not parenting today. Like, yeah, it's a struggle for a lot of people. And boy, if you knew some tool that would make that super easy, or at least tiny bit easier on you.
Yeah, it definitely can't hurt. I mean, you can always do better, right? As a parent, you can always do more, always help your kids that much more. And they go through different things, and kids are so different. I mean, you know, one thing worked with one and not going to work with the other. So just have any tools in our toolbox as parents and educators, all the better. So
indeed. And Sue, I think that's a positive thing to build them up for what they do well, instead of always saying, oh, you didn't do this well or could have done it better. Right.
Right. And we all learn, right? We all learn. I was a way better parent for my last child than I was for my first child. Sorry, first child. But, you know, you do. You learn so much along the way, and it's not something that's really taught to you.
They don't come with instruction manuals.
No, they right? do not. Darn it, why don't they?
I know.
But, you know, that would really help. And I love Partners in Prevention in that kind of a way, because it also works with the program that we have. Part of that is to actually work with the parents, right? To find ways to help the parents interact with their child in ways that they hadn't done before. So we do programs as well for families, same kind of thing, where we're trying to get that whole family engagement, because we all do better when we all do better.
We all do better. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's true. Do you have any other programs coming up this school year?
Well, we had to cancel out our movie night our movie day. So we are rescheduling that. That's going to happen sometime in January. Looking forward to that. The thing that I forgot to mention to families is there are families who need transportation in STING, and STING provides transportation home to those families who need it. So don't let that ever be a barrier, because I think we do have a lot of barriers. And transportation's huge. And that is something that we have been able to accommodate through that grant, is being able to have vans that get the kids safely home. Segway, if you love to drive, and you want something to do, an hour a day where you're helping out littles, I have a job for you. Also, if you love helping littles and we are still looking for an assistant over at the primary school, and you know that's usually 2 hours every day of the week, but talk about meaningful work. It is very, every student I've ever had as a helper says like what they learned from it. Every teacher that helps learns something along the way from it. I learn more from the kids than they'll ever learn from me.
People should inquire again through the school district?
Yes, you can call the school district, or I have two numbers I can give you.
Go ahead.
You want to directly call Clarissa, who's the director at the primary school. She is 608-604-5961. And if you want to call me at the intermediate school, I am 608-604-8738.
I'm curious, too, you mentioned about the student helpers. Do they come from the high school?
They come from the high school. They can come in. We have one paid position, and we have several students that just come to volunteer. And the volunteers are really a meaningful piece for us, because sometimes I don't have the amount of bodies that I wished I had. But when the students come and I say, please take this group down the hall, then at least I know they're getting all the way down the hall and no one is venturing off somewhere else and I'm not having to do that. So it's really helpful. But also it's that interaction with the big kid, right? Mm-hmm. They're interacting with the big kids, come and sit and help them with homework. Or one of the students loves to play basketball, and when he's over helping us on Wednesdays, and I have so many kids playing basketball, like, they just love him. Like, they're around him. But what they love, that influence of this older kid, right? So, and, you know, it comes with a really nice letter as you apply for colleges that you were a volunteer for us. So mm-hmm.
That's very important on scholarship applications and things
right,
like that,
right.
too.
So friends, think about that.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of that, the scholarship application process, I'll just put in a plug for our seniors. There are links on the website for the local application. And if you've got a little extra time over this Christmas break, it would be a great time to get your resumes and applications and all that stuff in mind. Just a tiny plug from Mrs. Lemke and Mrs. Culver that the time is now, seniors. So, and we're so blessed to have a bunch of local businesses and people who sponsor local scholarships for our kids. That night will be coming up in spring semester, but it's really a true testament to our community that they really support our kids. So seniors, get your applications in and get it done now.
And school board, papers, candidacy papers can be
yes,
taken out,
so. Yeah, great segue. Speaking of papers to fill out, the candidacy papers and paperwork needs to be filed by January 7th at 5 p.m. There are two spots open for this election or for re-election. One is a city seat, so it has to live in the city of Richland Center. The other one is kind of in the Boaz area, so it would be the villages of Bloom and Sylvan, Dayton, Aiken. There's a couple others in there. So anybody in that area who maybe is interested in applying to be a member of our school board, and I really can't say enough about them. They are great. They work with us and give us ideas, and the connection of our school board and our administrators and our staff, they're so supportive, and it's such a wonderful undertaking. It is a big time commitment, but man, those guys have hearts of gold and are really there for our kids. So if that is something that interests you, if you're interested in being on the school board and helping kind of make those decisions for our administration, for our kids, please apply. We would love to see, you know, multiple people throwing their hats in the ring. It's really important work. It is a time commitment, 100% understand that, but it's really important work and really does a great deal to move our district forward. So if anyone's interested, please apply.
All right. Well, I know we should let you guys get to school so you don't get a tardy slip. Thanks so much for coming in and sharing. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, I just hope that everybody has a wonderful holiday season and safe travels and play well and play hard.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I got some great pictures of, I think it was first graders out in the snow yesterday. So kids, if you're, it's gorgeous and sunny right now. So take advantage and hopefully we get some outdoor recess time today just to enjoy the sun that was out and the snow. Well, it's here.
Fresh air does us all.
Yeah, work, it does, for sure.
Absolutely. All right. Well, thank you very much for coming in today.
Thanks for having us, Phil.
You bet. Carrie Stoltz joining us on a monthly basis here on The Morning Show, a marketing director and director of communications in the Richland District, and also Sue Sharp joining us, program director at the intermediate school for the Sting after school program.